Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's time for Dining with Dan. Our Bucko Chat with 93.7 The Fan's Pirates pre- and post-game show host Dan Zangrilli.
They found a way to grab a pickaxe, a shovel, and dig even a deeper hole to a rung of hell that is far past Satan himself.
Beeks delivers, swing, fly ball, deep left field, Reynolds has tagged this one, Pirates in the lead. Oh, there's trouble brewing in the desert.
I love it, Dan Zangrilli, who's joined me in studio here. Bob is out this week. And I brought up the question earlier, Dan. And you know Dan from pre-post pirate shows of various kinds and many other reasons, I'm sure. I asked people, have you been embittered to the point where you are unable to enjoy even the good pirate moments? Or when something like that happens last night, and I was watching it live, was ready to turn it off, and then was just enthralled with the whole thing, are you able still to enjoy these kinds of moments? What do you find from your listeners? Are people still able to sort of sit back and say that was cool without being embittered to the point that even the good stuff is poisoned?
So that's a good question. You have varying degrees of fandom, right? You have your diehards. You have, we call them in our business the P1s, you know, that are going to listen all day long no matter what. You know, through good content, mediocre yes. content, bad content. So I think you have those type of fans. And then there is obviously, and unfortunately, a slice of this particular fan base that even when they were winning, Joe, 98 games in 2015,
yeah,
there was nothing that the organization could do right. And I just think it's all dependent upon your perspective. If you can kind of be in the moment and you can enjoy the moment for what it's worth, or if you're always waiting for another shoe to drop, that's just your prism on life, right? So I guess it depends on how you have a perspective on a number of things, not just sports or not just Pirates baseball. But yeah, can I enjoy it still? Yes. Does it become a job for me? Absolutely. Because even in great years, mediocre years, in poor years, you can still, with baseball, find something that you've never seen before. But a year or two ago, they had the amazing comeback in Cincinnati that was later in the year, long after everybody had turned the page. You could still see a no-hitter. You could still see a perfect game. You could still see a rundown between home plate and first base.
Right.
You could see what you saw last night. And if you don't find joy in that and in the sport, then, well, you probably need to evaluate more than just your fandom.
Limits should have come in with the Calliope's could be heard from here to Swickley there.
I mean, that is an amazing, amazing punctuation. I mean, that
Isn't
is
it?
that is radio art. I got to give Joe a ton of credit on that one.
And his call last night was great, I thought. Here's another question. First, very quickly, can you clear this up for us, Dan? Because Limits was really confused on this. If you are a DH and you move to a position, does the team then lose the DH for the rest of the game, or can they get out of that, manipulate that with a double switch or something? Or
no, I think the pitcher's hitting. I think the pitcher's hitting at that point once you bring your DH into the field.
Now you see Limits not paying attention.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. First he misses a clip, then he's confused on the DH, and now he's having a conversation during our show.
And your hands are starting to tremble.
They are trembling.
I can see your blood pressure. Can see your blood pressure, and here it is on the rise.
Pony came in, and we were having a brief little conversation.
Oh, hope he's doing well.
He is.
We're having a conversation on the air that you're involved in.
I am multitasking.
So does that clear up your confusion there, Limits? Did you even hear what Dan said?
I heard part of what Dan said, but I agree with what Dan said.
What did Dan say?
Dan was talking about the DH and how, as a DH, you can go back into the field, but there ended up being a spot for the pitcher batting.
Very good. Okay. He actually encapsulated that. This is like Yager. When I covered the Penguins in 97, Kevin Constant used to tell me that dude would be sleeping in a meeting. Bill Belichick has said the same thing about Lawrence Taylor, by the way. That dude would either be sleeping or look like he was sleeping. But when the meeting was over, if I asked one guy to recount everything I said perfectly, it would be Yager or LT. Dan.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And this is Limits here. What an unusual man. Talented man.
It's like dad in the chair. I'm just resting my eyes and they hear everything that's going on around them.
Exactly.
While the cowboy western movie is blaring in the background and you wonder, how is this guy half comatose but yet is completely, completely dialed into the world around him?
I'm actually impressed, Limits, and it leads to the question.
Thank you.
We both think that Henry Davis should be the starting catcher. Not 90% of the time. We like Joey Bart too, but I'm going to speak for you, Limits, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Any objections, please raise them.
Will do.
That Davis is a better defensive player, that Davis needs some runway here to fail a little bit as a hitter. And by the way, he's got an 800 OPS in May and limited at bats. We saw what happened last night. Still get Bart in the lineup. But one of the two could be a DH once in a while. Unfortunately, that might mean no Kutch for more games. I don't know. Whatever it means, we think Henry Davis needs to play a ton more. Do you agree?
Yeah,
and what are the ramifications?
Well, I do, just based on if he's trending in the right direction and if he's somebody that is going to produce and help this team, then there's really no positions that are safe, perhaps outside of Reynolds and Cruz. Up and down the lineup, maybe you could throw IKF, but not necessarily into that category. These jobs are open.
But there's only a limited number of defensive positions, including for McCutchen.
And I think that you're going to hit your way into the lineup and whatever those positions may be. And I heard you guys kicking this around a little earlier, and I would agree, maybe that requires McCutchen to put on a glove, but he's also done nothing really to lose any job or at-bats because he's been really part of the solution. So I would say that Bart, who right now isn't slugging, and really in the month of May, if you look at his numbers, he's just not hitting overall.
Yeah.
And that job is very much up for grabs. Who says that Joey Bart is solidified as the C1? He can be overtaken by Henry Davis. Why not? And I think, some position flexibility would help. I've long been an advocate for Joey Bart to wear a first baseman's mitt.
So has Limits, yeah.
Ideally, I would have liked to see that happen in spring training, but he's looking right now, Bart, trending to be a platoon guy. Really is hitting left-handed pitching well, right-handed pitching. He's been dreadful. And Davis, if he's going to slug, and then you mentioned the defensive part of his game, which is wild to me because I was ready to move him to right field, never see him catch again. Happy to be wrong on that. Credit to him for shoving that down my throat.
Well, but it's also the Pirates who made us think that by why the hell aren't they using this guy at catcher that they just drafted as a catcher?
Right, and he's improved substantially defensively. He's really good. He's got a great motor, great energy. There's an intensity to his game. There's an IQ to his game that you like all of that stuff. And now if he's figured out an approach, and if he's staying middle away, the home run was great yesterday, but to right center field, that double, which is, I think, a homer in 15 out of 30 ballparks, that authority to right center field, that is more impressive and encouraging and promising than anything that he's done. And of all the things that happened yesterday, that is my big takeaway.
Yeah.
Him going to right center field, because if he is in a good middle away approach, the way that he can impact the baseball is special. And maybe you'll see him start to realize the potential. And Neil Walker on the postgame show last night made a great point. Like, because I think Davis does fall into this category, not to belabor this point, but he really grinds the handle of the bat. He's such an intense guy that sometimes through analysis, you get paralysis with Henry Davis.
Yeah.
He can be so hard on himself, undeservingly so. He gives, I think, no room for grace to himself. And the fact that he was just thrown into the game, maybe cold turkey, he maybe didn't over-prepare for this thing, he didn't over-analyze for this thing, and they just willy-nillied it, tossed him in there, and he did what he did, that may have something to do with it.
Yeah.
Where you just see ball, hit ball, simplify it, because you can get so analytical in this game, Joe, and you can absolutely inundate yourself between the ears. Maybe just throwing somebody into the deep end, saying, all right, go ahead, swim. Sometimes that's when they not only float, but they actually swim and have success.
Right, but then you need to give them time to fail a little bit. And that's what I think they need to do that. I mean, I don't care how well they play, if they indeed play well. The season's basically cooked as far as contending for anything.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's not in their top one, two, or three priorities for the rest of this season, is to find out what you have in Henry Davis at the plate. He needs time to fail, in my opinion. Do you agree?
No, I would agree with that. And I also don't want to dismiss Joey Bart either, because there's pedigree. No. He was as close to a 1-1 as you can get, the heir apparent to Buster Posey. So all sorts of pedigree.
Sure.
With the Giants organization. And basically, he fell to the Pirates as a roster casualty. I think the Giants very much would love to have him back in their organization. So there's all sorts of ability and acumen there with Bart. Position flexibility absolutely would help. You've got to give Davis some runway here for sure. I do want to see more of it, especially this month. He's been trending in these small spurts in the right direction. So continue to feed him. Continue to give him more of a workload. I'm all for it.
Feed him, nourish him, and love him.
Yes.
Limits, I wouldn't even dream of leaving you out of this conversation, and I apologize if you feel that way.
I don't feel that way at all. So, Dan, when I evaluate O'Neill Cruz, the way that he's played defensively, I think he's gotten better than what he was last year and the early portion of this year. And at the plate, I do think that the average is still something that I want to see higher. But he has gotten to superstar level, where I know you and I have kicked around the idea of what a potential extension would look like. But do you think that they have enough lineup protection around him right now where he can continue to thrive and become a superstar guy?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily lineup protection would help. I'm a big believer in it. And the answer to that question is no, they don't have a ton of lineup protection. I mean, having Reynolds and or McCutcheon is good, but just the length of the lineup where you have multiple people on base, there still are plenty of holes and pathways from an approach standpoint. An opposing pitcher can get around things and you can match up certain ways in the game. We see opposing managers basically game plan sixth inning on all around O'Neill Cruz in these tight games. And that's just because of how he can change a game in one swing and how dynamic he is. I mean, yes, I would love to see the average tick up, but really, he's not going to impact the game, the baseball, this team being a 260 hitter versus a 230 hitter. His ability is extra base hit, one swing, getting on the bases, which he's still able to lengthen at-bats, work at-bats, draw his walks. He's really improved there. So I'd look more so on base than I would on batting average, and the on-base isn't in a bad spot either. But impacting the baseball on one swing is what he is going to be paid to do, and that's his value. I'm not so interested in making O'Neill Cruz a 290 hitter. That would be great, don't get me wrong, but is that my priority? Am I going to try to wedge that square peg into a round hole? No. He needs to impact the baseball, hit it extremely hard, find his way on base, be able to take his walks, don't get out of his zone with the swing, and what you've seen so far is trending in the right direction.
Because I think some people when they see it. He hit it 122.9 miles an hour. How much should I care that he hits the ball really hard? What would you say to those people?
Well, I would say, do you care how hard a pitcher throws a baseball? We tend to get fixated on velocity, right? We love 97, 98, 99 miles an hour. Now, it's not the end-all be-all, nor is exit velocity, but there is a direct correlation. And still, the exit velo and StatCast data, it's 10 years old, so you've got a lot of veteran baseball fans that are slow to come around to it, and like anything else, they are resistant to some of these metrics. But would you rather have somebody that throws 88 or 99? Would you rather have somebody that gets broken bat singles or is, you know, somebody that can hit the ball at 120? The answer is, well, I want somebody that can throw strikes and get outs. Sure, I want somebody who's going to give you a productive plate appearance, but a lot of those people that will lament and dismiss exit velocity and some of the StatCast data, also in the same breath, they will acknowledge and understand and appreciate the value of somebody that throws baseball pretty hard as well. And knowing that, okay, they have a higher margin for error and they can get more swings and misses and they're a more talented pitcher out there. Well, the same can be said for somebody that can impact the baseball 120 miles an hour. There is a direct correlation. You hit the ball hard, your propensity for being a productive offensive player increases exponentially, and he's a 99th percentile athlete, and the company that he keeps in many of these metrics are the best players in the game, making $500 million.
Yeah. May I echo that for a moment, Dan?
By all means. Means.
I think that that was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was good, right on the spot.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I think that the days of saying that he's some sort of, you know, contest-winning statistical freak if you had a skills contest type thing have passed us. I think the conventional numbers are coming together here. I'm looking at OPS. That's a normal number these days. He's right there with Tatis among National League outfielders. On base percentage, he's 25 points ahead of Suzuki among National League outfielders. He's on pace to steal 55 bases and to hit 33 or 34 home runs. It's not much of a stretch to think that he could be the seventh player in the history of baseball to go 40-40 this year. This year. So I don't think that's fair anymore.
No, and that's why everybody fixates on the data, because typically when you do those sort of things, all of those other surface level numbers are going to catch up and they're going to increase the OPSs, the averages. That's all going to follow if you impact the baseball really hard.
He looks like a different hitter to me this year.
Yeah, and I mean, he's mature. He swings at better pitches. He knows how to work an at-bat much better, and it's all been an incremental type of progress that he's made. It starts with identifying what you swing at, and the things that you don't swing at, you take your walks. Because you want to get up there, you want to hit, you want to impact the baseball. That is, by nature, a hitter's mentality, or at least it should be. But then when pitchers are trying to get you to go outside of the zone to get it on your barrel, off your barrel, on your handle, well, you don't swing at those pitches. Take your walks. That kind of goes against your nature. Well, he checked that box in a big way, made strides last year. Well, now, you know, pitchers know that, hey, to get him out, you're probably going to have to come to him. You're going to have to pitch to him. Otherwise, because of the protection. Going back to Austin's point with Reynolds or McCutcheon, I've got to pick my spots. So the few pitches that he gets to hit, he's impacting in a big way and making some dynamic differences in baseball games here, especially over the last 15 to 20 games.
What's the thrust of your pregame show today, Dan? What's the big story? Skeens on the mound? Where are you going with this?
I mean, I would say that Alexander is going to take it on KDKA, so I've got the day game after night game. Load management, they're getting me off my feet today, so that's... So, you know, got to...
All right, then you'll be ready for the postgame. I have an exercise for you.
Okay.
And for limits, and I realize this is spur of the moment, but you're two very knowledgeable pirate men. Are you ready? I want the 2027 opening day lineup, and I want it position by position. We can each do it. Who we think will be where? Connor Griffin, is he an outfielder? Is he a shortstop? Who will be here? Who won't?
So this is a trick question. You know why?
Yeah, why?
Because the answer to all nine is nobody. Because I don't think we're going to be playing baseball. But,
I know.
But for the purposes of the exercise, yes.
So 28 then.
Okay,
the 27 season starts, which might be 28. Let's go around the diamond, oh limitless wonder. You ready?
All right, let's do it.
Catcher, I say Henry Davis. Dan?
I'll agree.
I will third the motion.
First base.
Rowdy Tellez III.
Is he born yet?
No, well, I don't know, but it'll be probably some iteration of a journeyman first baseman. Maybe Josh Naylor of the Diamondbacks now. The Pirates wind up getting 3 years from now.
I'm going to say Spencer Horwitz.
Paul Goldschmidt in his final year.
He might be 49 at that point.
His golden year, you might say, Limits. Yeah, do you like that horse?
I do.
The second baseman will be who?
Nick Gonzalez.
I'm going to say Termar Johnson. Oh, Limits.
I'm going to say Nick Gonzalez.
The shortstop will be? Where's Termar going to play, in your humble opinion?
Third base.
Okay. I like that idea. Can Nick Gonzalez play third base?
Yes, he can play a second, short, third, but how well? Yeah. I think you want more offense out of that position, ideally.
Can either of those guys be an everyday shortstop?
No.
Okay.
No, right. But I said the same thing about IKF, and you could probably still argue that he's not an everyday shortstop, but he's held down the position very well. Anyway.
All right. I'll go Termar at second, Gonzalez at third. You? Just flip it?
Gonzalez second, Termar at third, and then at shortstop
at
this point?
Yeah, go ahead. Shortstop. Yeah.
This is a hot take. This is a wild
Please.
Take.
Please. Yes, I like this. You're going to say O'Neill Cruz goes back there, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah. I
wow,
like this,
Dan.
Limits. I like this.
I didn't see that one coming.
Me neither. Please tell us more.
I mean, he's improving as a center fielder, but I don't know. You look at what his, and who knows, his contract might be up by 28, so he may be gone.
Yeah.
If they can't sign him. So I'm assuming that he's in the organization and assuming they sign him, perhaps. But I just think that somebody else could come in here and say that, all right, maybe this guy can play shortstop and we'll give it another shot.
I like it.
Depending on what you have in center field and Connor Griffin.
I've got Horwitz at first and 27, Termar Johnson at second, Connor Griffin at short, and Nick Gonzalez at third. You owe limitless wonder?
I'm with you, Joe, that I want to see Connor Griffin play short because his bat is going to play, as we can see in the minors, and I want to see that premier offense coming from short.
My outfield, right to left, still good old Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, and I'll say whoever they take sixth overall this year, that he's going to rocket through the system. And finally, they'll have an offensive guy who's a star.
So you're,
immediate star.
So this is an entirely homegrown, outside of Horwitz, Pittsburgh Pirates.
It's looking that way to me, yes.
Okay.
What's your outfield?
You're probably going to have two free agents in Connor Griffin.
Mm. Probably Reynolds will be gone?
Yeah, Reynolds is probably gone at that point. Right, and his contract goes through 31. Now he'll still be around, I would imagine. So I'll say Reynolds, let's say Griffin, and then you have maybe Tommy Pham.
Who's the guy in the minors who's hitting all these home runs all of a sudden in Altoona? Who am I thinking of? There's a guy that's been bashing homers. Maybe it's in high class A. Don't worry about it, Limits. Who's your outfield?
O'Neill Cruz in the outfield, maybe playing a corner at this point. Two free agents, like Dan mentioned, and Ryan Reynolds goes to DH.
I like that. Reynolds as a DH. There has to be another homegrown player here. They're drafting sixth this year. And do they have anybody in the minors who's rising?
At the top of the draft, at least looking at pipelines, mock drafts. And Dan, I don't know if you can echo this. From what I've seen, it's all high school shortstops and left-handed pitching. There's like no college bats at all outside of maybe like one or two shortstops that are considered top 10 picks.
Take the pitcher then.
Seth Hernandez is a high school arm that has been talked about a little bit that they've mocked to them.
Take the pitcher.
90 can throw left-handed, like 98, 99.
Left-handed, big ballpark. They've had success with lefties. And hey, if you're saying, by the way, Joe, like if you're looking at 2028 or 27, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And you're talking about all these homegrown guys that are still here 2, 3, 4 years later, right?
I'm not outlawing or ruling out Canario either.
Trending nicely. But you're also talking about some developmental success stories by the current regime, which then would beg the question, are they still here?
Great question. So, we were talking earlier today, like Henry Davis, Horwitz, and Canario could save Ben Cherington's job the rest of this season.
Sure.
And maybe by extension, make Don Kelly the permanent guy.
And then when you factor in the pitching success that they've had, and I think they have down, right? Pretty good track record there.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part. Perhaps the most important part.
Right. I'm also going to say Esmerlin Valdez. He's in high A right now. He has 14 homers. He's going to be your left fielder, and you're right, Reynolds will be DH.
What about Mitch Jebb? What about Jack Rannigan?
He's got to hit a homer one of these days. But yes, Mitch Jebb. He's fourth in the Eastern League with a 311 average, it says right here.
What about Jack O'Brannigan from Notre Dame? His name's Jack Brannigan, but I put an O'Brannigan because he's from Notre Dame.
What about Jack Sawinski? Will he be able to crack the line?
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Heavens to Betsy.
Oh, my God.
I might pick Jack Sawinski to be my center fielder.
Jack Sawinski will be coming off a 50 home run season for the Cardinals. You mark my words.
Come on.
Who's your rotation then in 2027 when the Pirates win the World Series? Skeens, Chandler, Jones.
And Liriano.
Keller.
Burnett.
And Ashcraft. How do you like that?
Yeah. There's this kid that's throwing the ball really well in Altoona. I'm trying to think. He's actually coming up on the prospect list. Oh, I'm trying to think. I'll tell you in a second.
But about Barco, who just got called up to AAA?
Barco could be, yeah.
Correct. He could be.
Harrington, Burroughs? I don't know.
No, it's hard-throwing right-hander.
How about Majinski? He went down to AAA and dominated.
I think he's a reliever.
Yeah?
Yep.
I'm holding out a little hope for him, Limits, as a starter.
No, I think he's a reliever, too. I mean, you could just tell the deeper and deeper he gets into games, it gets more difficult. He dominates the first two innings.
Wilbur
Dotel. Is he related to Octavio?
I don't know, but 51 punchies in 39 innings. That jumps off the page at you. 3.5 earned run average in 9 starts.
I don't mind that at all, Limits. Do you?
No, I would take that.
About 12 strikeouts per 9.
Maybe we're just dreaming here, but I think there is some hope.
Where does Braxton Ashcraft fall in this?
As a starter?
Wow. I don't know. I think I liked him in that short spurt, the 2-inning, 3-inning relief role. Where does Johan Oviedo fit into all of this?
Yeah, good
point.
My
God, that's what was on my mind. I kept asking Limits the other night on a text string with me, him, and Donnie Chedrick, a.k.a. Donnie Football, and he wouldn't answer me. So you, give me an update on Oviedo. What is happening with him?
I don't know what's going on with him. He's just rehabbing, doing the rehab.
But isn't it delayed? Wasn't he supposed to be back by now?
I think so. Yeah, he hasn't pitched in better part of 2 years. I don't know.
That's depressing. I thought he was going to be really good.
That's why... As Cherington says, we need players and a lot of them.
Were you encouraged that Cherington said the Greensboro Grasshoppers are doing well?
Well, got to hang your hat on something, right?
We determined that the Grasshoppers should absolutely take the field to, you know how grasshoppers chirp, you know that sound that cicadas make, Dan? They should absolutely run onto the field to that backdrop of sound. Would you agree?
And maybe play a little Calliope music behind.
Yeah, that could be heard all the way to Sewickley.
chirp, 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 chirp.
The Greensboro Grasshoppers? That's what he's talking about on a Sunday?
Well, you know, just trying to shout some stuff out. So anyway, I want to, I was looking at actually, and not to make light of this, but the organizational records, I think, were really good for the Pirates. When you stack up all of their records, compile them against other organizations, their win percentage in baseball against everybody else's organization actually wasn't too bad. I mean, grasping at straws there, but...
Yeah, I don't care. No offense at all. I only care about stars being developed in the minors, and if every team finishes in last place, I'm okay with that. Does it translate, though? Maybe I'm wrong. Does that translate? Do you think?
I mean,
maybe it has in the past. I don't know.
Well, you want a lot of good players, right, in your organization, and typically good players are going to win your games over the course of the minor leagues. But yeah, I mean, yes and no, the answer is. Probably in some cases, but probably in many cases it doesn't. That's a great question and a great case study for somebody that knows math far better than I.
Limits, why don't you start on that? You're the beat writer. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Wonderful session today. You're doing post-game tonight?
I'm not.
Oh, you're off today.
They're getting me off my feet.
All right.
So
yeah, remember he's getting a Sheltie day.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you, buddy.
Thanks.
What a man he is, huh, Limits?
Cabali now says that he is available to join in the next segment.
We already had something planned. Is he available at 1?
I asked him if he could do the 2 segments, and he said, "You're pushing it there, pal."
He's pushing it by pushing himself on the 12:30 segment.
I'll text him. Okay, pal. We'll talk to you at 1.
Plus, I don't like the pal. I don't want once they start calling you pal.
Buddy and pal.
Yeah, it's all over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.